We have another live show for you guys. We're coming back to New York City because I'm back in town. We put something together for May 15th. We're back at Sesh Comedy. Show starts at 7:30. Doors open at 7 p.m.
I'm so excited. We loved Sesh when we were there the last time. I'm pumped to be able to do another show back in New York so soon. So Wednesday, May 15th.
For tickets, head to our website at findingmrheight.com/live. That's findingmrheight.com/live. You can get your tickets right there.
That ticket link will be up as you are hearing this announcement.
And the venue is BYOB. So if you want a drink, bring a drink. If you like a Diet Coke, bring a Diet Coke. And we're going to hang out afterwards. We can say hello to everybody. Hope to see you all there.
See you there.
I'm so excited to make out with somebody.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, now I'm just telling advice to myself.
Now I'm like, just go everybody. And make out, Ellie.
Yeah.
Go make out with someone. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Finding Mr. Height, the podcast. I'm Allie Jackson, back with my co-host.
Hello, hello. Happy New Year. Oh, hello? Eric Caspira. Hi. My bad.
New year, new name, maybe?
Yeah. Hello. Hi. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Erica, right before we hit record, I heard that you maybe had a date today?
All right. I said maybe because you know how some dates come where you go in and you go, is this a date? I think it's a date. I'm pretty sure.
It hasn't happened to me in a long time since I mostly go on dating app dates these days, but like, yeah. I'm very curious. I'm curious. I need to know what happened.
All right. Yeah. Not a very confident start here, but new year, new me. Less confident. Great. All right. Well, it's who I brought up last time. My Merry Christmas text burger, I believe we're calling him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, next holiday, next text.
Oh, he sent you a happy new year text? Oh, mm-hmm. He's consistent.
Yeah, consistent on some level. Yes.
True, right. True.
So I get the New Year text and I was driving back to the shore that day. So it was the day after, 2 days after my brother's wedding, New Year's Eve or whatever. So I'm driving back. I drop my sister off in the city and then I'm heading down the shore. I get this New Year text and I was like, you know what? I have no plans. He's from this area. I was like, maybe he knows something going on. So I said, Happy New Year. Like, any fun plans for tonight? Yada, yada.
So this is you, like, replying to his text, right? He was the one who texted you originally. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so he said, oh, I think I'm just going to go to, like, a friend's house. He's having some people over, chill thing. You know, would you like to go? And I said, yeah, sure. Why not? You know? Like, I'll go for a little bit. I might not make it till midnight because I was running real low on sleep from the wedding.
No, I can't imagine.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I'll let you know like when I get into town and, you know, if you're still there, I'll come by and whatever. So I was like, okay, I have something. Because I was in this mindset like, I'm tired. I don't want to do anything. But then when you truly sit and do nothing, there's a little part of you that goes, well, maybe I should have done something.
Yeah.
Right? So right when I get back into town, he calls me because he knew I was driving. And he was like, hey... I actually like just left that party. I really hope you didn't like start getting ready or anything. Whatever. So I said, oh no, I'm just pulling in, like, no problem at all. I didn't even start getting ready, like, and I'm really tired. And so then he was like, well, would you want to do something tomorrow? And I said, sure, why not?
Why did he leave the party so early?
I'll talk about that on the Patreon.
Oh, okay. Sure.
I was, yeah, I understand that came off a little weird. There's a reason.
No, great.
I'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about that later.
I'll save some details. Yeah, I'll save some details over there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and he actually even offered, I guess his sister was like having people over her house or something. So he was like, I feel really bad if you started getting ready. Like, I could go there and we could just hang out there for a little bit. And I was like fighting falling asleep already. It was like 9:30. So... I said, I'll take it as a sign. I'm just going to go to bed early, like all good.
Yeah.
And so we said, let's get lunch or something tomorrow. So that's where my like, is this a date? I do not know.
Now I get it. And now I understand. Yeah.
Right. The fun of meeting people in the wild, right? So we end up going out. He calls me to make a plan of where to go. He's like, where do you want to go? And I said, well, you know, what's open? It's New Year's Day. Some stuff might be closed. And he knows the area. So I was like, whatever you're in the mood for, I'm game. So he said, okay, how about I pick you up? I was like, oh,
Oh, okay, sir.
Oh, suburban living. Different.
We're moving more towards date territory.
Right. I was like, okay. And part of me was like, do I want to? Like, but then I said, I bet wherever we go might be closed. And if we have to like hop around to another place, easier if I'm just, we're in the same car, whatever.
True.
And yeah. So he picked me up. First place we go to, not open till 4. So it was open, but a later start date than, you know, whatever for New Year's Day. And then we end up going to some other place. It was so good, so delicious. I believe it's called Porto's. I know this is very niche. I don't know how many Jersey Shore listeners we have, but hey, some place called Porto's, great pizza. Yeah, real cute. But when he picked me up, little kudos, extra points here. He calls me when he's like on his way. He's like, hey, I'll be there like 5 minutes. I said, great, I'm ready. He's like catching like, oh, is this the house? I'm like, yep. All of a sudden I say, oh, great, I'll be right out. Doorbell rings.
Oh.
I was like, oh. And I go to the door. It's him. Well, I mean, which I assumed, but I was a little like, oh, hi. You know, so I was like, oh, hello.
It's funny how like that's such a small thing, but I'm impressed by that as well.
I guess I didn't expect it because he called me like, I'm about to be there. So I was like, cool,
I'm going to come out.
Yeah, which I was like, oh, okay, extra bonus points, you know? So I opened the door and he said hi. He gave me a little cheek kiss hello. So I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is a date.
This feels extremely datey at this point.
Right. And he even made a comment of like, you know, I'm being a gentleman. Like, I came to the door. I was like,
I would put money on this being a date.
Right. So I was like, all right, date vibe, feeling it. Yeah. But honestly, I didn't mind. It like took us a while to find somewhere that was open, but I didn't mind because we were like immediately chat in the car and super comfortable. And I was like, oh, this is the advice they say of don't be sitting like directly across from someone. Mm-hmm. And it's just like easier to talk and everything.
I love that.
But yeah, I had a really nice time. I'm like, I'm not even sure what details to share or not. Cause I was like, oh, we were just like chatting the whole time about, I don't know, everything, life, family, work stuff.
Yeah.
I just had a nice time. So then he dropped me off. And yeah, I had a really nice time. I would definitely go out with him again. I have a weird gut feeling though, that I feel like I will not hear from him to go out again for like at least a week.
Interesting. Why?
Part of it's kind of a gut feeling of like, I think part of it has to do with the last time we met, exchange numbers. It was like, oh, let's do something. Let's hang.
Yeah,
let's have
fun.
Then
you didn't really.
And then like ball got dropped. So it's a little bit of past behavior. But also in talking to him on the date and stuff, he like runs his own business. And he started that a couple years ago. And he was talking about how he's been off for 2 weeks and then mentioned kind of like Sunday Scaries vibe of going back to work tomorrow. He's like, honestly, I've been really stressed out. Like, okay, it's back to like the grind and new year. And, you know, talked about like a few different business goals he has that he really wants to push and reach. And here's the thing. I think that's great. In terms of dating, I don't know if I would like let that be an excuse and cool with like, cool, I hear from you 3 weeks later to go out again.
That's such a momentum killer. Yeah. Like, it's like, okay, maybe you would go out again in 3 weeks, but like, what are you really going to build if you're seeing each other, what, once a month at that point?
Yeah. So that's more what it is like, I don't knock you for putting your business first and that being your number one.
No, I mean,
interest.
That's his prerogative.
I know I've been there before with just hustling and comedy and being like, well, I'm traveling a bunch the next 2 weeks. I can't.
Right.
So I'll leave it at a like, we'll see. I don't want this to sound negative that I'm like, I don't know, but I don't know. I kind of got a vibe where I was like, I feel like I will hear from you again, but it's going to be not soon.
Yeah. Well,
so
I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, I had a nice time. So to be honest, it was more fun than most of the dating app dates I've been on.
I mean, if we're thinking back to your goal of like going on dates you enjoy, I don't know if we're still doing that, but like,
yeah,
you did.
I enjoyed. I had a great time. That's the thing. Yeah. I was like, that's the only negative I have to say is I feel like momentum will die on it.
Yeah.
So is what it is. I'll hear from Valentine's Day, I guess.
Yeah, right. When's the next major? Maybe Martin Luther King Day. Maybe you'll get a text.
Yeah, maybe MLK Day. I'll get a nice little text. But
we shall see.
Yeah. We shall see. So it was kind of like a, I don't know, pleasant surprise. Then I was like, you know what? I don't know why I keep getting these holiday texts, but why not? And I originally used it to be like, all right, well, if you're not into me, maybe you got a friend. I'll go to this party.
Yeah, right. Let's go to this party and find out.
Right. So I had a really great time. We'll see.
Well, I love it. Really, your brother's wedding looked beautiful.
Yes, it was good. It was a great time. Shout out to the new trend of doing like welcome parties now, kind of instead of, yeah, rehearsal dinners, because it just makes it easier to be able to get some FaceTime with everybody and talk to everybody.
Versus, like, it wasn't my wedding, but situation.
Yeah, like, we had tables because there was a buffet for like food for dinner, good cocktail hour type food as well. But like, obviously, it's not my wedding, but I still know like pretty much everybody coming.
Yeah.
So I also need to go around and make sure I say hello to everyone and play hostess a bit. So it was good. I made a little speech. It went good. It was short and sweet.
The best.
So I'm happy. Yeah. I'm really happy. Awesome. They seem really happy. I know it's a long day, but it was great. Overall, great. Shout out to my mom and her mom and the bride and groom for planning a great party.
That's awesome. So. Yeah, it looked great. Yeah. Love it. I love it. I know it wasn't technically New Year's, but I love like a New Year's vibe wedding.
Yeah, you could tell people were like very relaxed from holiday time, which is really nice. And then also, I didn't think about this, but they really didn't have to like spend money decorating the church at all because there were all these extra decorations due to Christmas.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, flowers already there.
Yeah, tons of flowers around. And they actually had, this looked really, really great. And I saw a preview of the photographer photos.
Yeah.
They had Christmas trees that only had the Christmas lights on them. Nothing else. No ornaments. No anything else. And I've never seen that before, but I was like, oh, aesthetically, this actually
it's really pretty.
Really, really nice. Yeah.
My mom does that. Really,
yeah, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh. Shout out to the church for that one. The decor team of the church.
Great. Crushing it, really. That church decor really team.
It. Yeah. So chill bride, chill day. It all worked out. Yeah. So what about you? Anything with you? How was your New Year's?
My New Year's was very fun. I have had a whirlwind. I've only been home for 3 days, like back in New York for 3 days. And I have had a whirlwind 3 days. I came home late Friday night, got in late. PSA to everybody, I told you this already, but PSA to everybody that if you fly into JFK on JetBlue, they no longer have rideshare app pickups at their terminal. So just be warned.
Factor in some extra time.
Speaking of niche recommendations, but yeah. So I struggled with 3 suitcases and Rory for like a 45-minute journey to a different terminal. Anyway, so I got back, and then on Saturday night, I played a Twilight Volleyball tournament, which is an overnight tournament. Started at 7 p.m. We left the gym around 3 a.m. or so.
Damn. How'd you do?
We took third, which was great. And we barely skated by. So like the way the tournament structured, whatever, at the end, it's a bracket, right? So when you're in the semifinals, generally speaking, when you lose, you have to work the next game. Like you have to ref the next game.
Okay.
But the semifinals, there's only one next game. And so the way that it works is whoever loses first gets to leave and the last loser has to work the finals. So like the joke is like, if you're going to lose fast because you can leave.
Okay. Yep.
So we lost very fast. We really committed.
All right.
But we had a great time. It was like 3 of my best friends were on the team. And then a bunch of my other friends had teams and it was just like, such a great atmosphere. I just loved being around everyone. And a lot of people that are from Jersey who weren't coming into the city for New Year's. So I kind of got to see them, celebrate with them. And then last night, we just went to a bar in Brooklyn, Royal Palms, where they have the shuffleboard.
Oh, yes. Very fun.
Yeah. I've been on a few dates there. Great date spot. Very fun. So we went there because they were doing like, you could do an open bar, but most of us didn't. And it was just free entry. There wasn't a cover at all, which I love. It was just a good vibe. Like we were dancing. We rented the shuffleboard courts. It was supposed to be for an hour. And then they kind of forgot about us. So we ended up just having our own whole shuffleboard thing for like the whole night.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So we were able to kind of like post up there, got food, danced. It was just, it was really, really fun. And like some of my best friends and just like a really, just a really good time. And I had decided... Took me a while to decide on my word of the year. Do you do words of the year? Is that a thing that you do?
No, but usually my New Year's resolution does center around some type of theme.
Yeah, makes sense. So I don't have a New Year's resolution per se, but I do like words of the year. And this year I had decided that my word is intentional, where I like really want to – I feel like I kind of like was on autopilot for a lot of last year. And like some amazing things happened, obviously, all throughout last year. But like I feel like I'm just like, shit, like where did 2023 go? Like I just was – I had blinders on. I was an autopilot. So I want to be like more present and like intentional about the decisions I'm making and like the things that I'm doing and across my whole life. And so I tried to do that and like sit in the word for lack of a better phrase last night, which was really fun. So I have almost no pictures as a result, but it was like it was just a really nice like IRL moment.
Yeah. I think you need that, especially if you are someone that is constantly on social media for work reasons.
Exactly.
I find then when I'm at holiday stuff, I'm just like, the last thing I want to do is be like worrying about what I'm going to post.
Yeah. You know? Well, the funny thing is, though, that my friends are so used to me filming and taking pictures and stuff that like usually we have like all these shared albums, like pretty much every different subgroup. We have a shared album and we all upload pictures after we do stuff. I'm usually uploading a lot of photos and videos. And so today people were like, wait, you didn't. Oh, wait, what? We don't have any. Because
we were just enjoying ourselves.
I was like, sorry, guys.
Yeah, right. No, but it's true. If you become the photographer, it's a big burden to bear of the friend group, you know?
I was texting with one of my friends and she was like, oh, yeah, hey, like, here's the album link. I was like, oh, I don't have any pictures. She's like, what are you talking about?
Like, that's it. That's it, girl. My word is intentional. So.
Yeah. So, and I don't like, I didn't, when I picked the word, I didn't intend for it to mean that I'm going to like spend less time on my phone because it's just not practical. Like,
right.
I'm going to. But I liked kind of doing that for New Year's and kind of like setting myself on that path of really like living in moments.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if I had to put a word to my resolution last year, I think mine was like quality. And then the number one thing I actually did it with was like clothing.
Oh yeah.
I was trying to be like, you know what? Let's try to invest in like more expensive clothing in the sense of they're better quality, they'll last longer, but also the like, I love this. Like I should buy a new shirt and want to wear it immediately.
Yeah. I love
you know? Because every season I would be good at least like going through my closet and donating stuff to make room. That's the plus side of New York. Was like, never have that much space. So
right, yeah. If you buy something new, something's got to go.
Right, exactly. So I was very good at like trying to do that. Like, okay, if I buy this thing, what does it replace? Blah, blah, blah. But essentially, I would find like something I loved to wear, I would wear 1,000 times. And then there'd always be those pieces. You're like, I wore that thing once. And like, why? So could it be an item I rent or something else? So I was doing Rent the Runway at first to kind of be... like in that realm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like, it's hard to do at first, especially like if you're used to income wise, trying to keep your costs as low as you can, just like across the board in your life. But essentially realizing like buying one pair of jeans for a higher dollar amount instead of three pairs of jeans for a lower dollar amount is infinitely better. So
yes.
I tried to do that and establish that habit. So I feel like I did pretty good with that. And I usually also do something similar to what I think you do. I also add a small habit in that I just try to do daily or create some type of habit. So what did I do last year? I'm actually forgetting. I think last year was posture. I tried to be like more conscious of how I was sitting.
Yeah.
Just, like, yeah, just now I was like, oh shit, I'm not. Yeah, not all the way up.
Uh-oh.
Everybody listening, sit up.
Sit up, everybody.
right. So I did a few things. Like I got a laptop stand. I got like a desk I could adjust the height to be like, okay, that'll help me in my posture. And that's like such a little thing that can go a long way.
Yeah.
So my small habit this year is, this might seem gross, but I have a bad habit of like picking my hair a little bit.
Picking your hair?
Like I have like that under hair. Like when my hair's down, I have a habit of playing with my hair, and indirectly is like picking kind of dead ends, which is very gross to say. All right. I'll admit it. It's a gross habit. But yeah, I've already been trying to knock that, but now I'm like, okay, no more.
That's your focus. Last year, I made my bed every day.
That's a good one.
And I didn't start it at the beginning of the year. I don't remember when I started it, but like I'm doing it, and I successfully consistently did it. And I posted this on my story, but this year, I want to put dishes into the dishwasher when I'm done with them.
That's a good one. That's a harder one for you, I would say.
I know. Well, you know what I realized today? Here's the problem is that, so I decided I wanted to do it when I got home from San Diego. So I've been doing it all weekend. And then today I ran the dishwasher and then I had dinner right before we recorded. And then I realized, shit, now I have to unload the dishwasher in order to keep the habit.
Yeah. So it's like laundry.
Think that
loading the laundry is easy. It's folding it and putting it away. That's hard.
Yeah. I didn't think it all the way through. So we're working on it.
Yeah. I was going to say my word for this year would probably be outsourcing. And that I'm like, I need to be better at like not taking on too much personally because things fall through the cracks. So I have a few things that I'm like, I'm going to find someone or some way to outsource this work and also be willing to actually like invest some money in it. Cause that's the thing I've struggled with is like trying to justify, like, is it worth putting the money in? But I kind of am in a, like, you got to invest in yourself a little bit more and put a little money in certain things with the intention or thought that that's going to come back to you with some type of income and be a payoff in another way. So I'm like, that's my number one thing. Outsourcing.
I love that. Like outsourcing.
You're good at that. You're better at that than I am. Sorry. I cut off what you're saying.
No, but I do think I'm pretty good at it, but something you that, are. But not in all aspects of my life, but so that's something that I did try to do because my word of the year in 2023 was scalable. And it was actually really related to that because it was like, okay, if I want to take on more, I have to take on things that are going to be scalable. Like I can't just take on more and more and more and more and more. And part of making something scalable is outsourcing. And so I did, like, I, you know, leaned in more to the virtual assistant that we use for the pod, but I'm, you know, have her doing stuff for my personal content and it's been great. So I love that for you.
Yeah, especially once you have things off of your plate, it literally feels like a weight lifted.
Yes.
That I'm like, why didn't I do this earlier? That's always how I feel the minute I do it. I'm like, oh, you were stressing about that thing and you could have just paid some money for it to go away.
Yeah, I mean, you can either save money or time, as they say.
True, exactly. So,
and there are some things where I'm choosing to save the money and I'm like putting time into it. But then there's like, then to your point, stuff falls through the cracks and you're like, well, now I'm doing neither thing. I'm not saving money or time because I'm not doing it at all.
Yeah, or I've learned I would rather pay someone to do some type of task, like a, let's say like a editing a video or something, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've hit the point I'd rather pay someone else to edit the video, but then use that money that I was going to spend on like food delivery because I was too busy doing work to go cook for myself. Right.
Go.
So I was like, I spent too much money on food delivery. I did my yearly credit report look through and I was like, that was way too much. Yep. So I'm like, okay, I'll be less bi-coastal this year so I can have more time and more energy to be like grocery shopping, all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, less money on food, more money on outsourcing. That's my New Year's resolution in a nutshell. So
I love it.
Yes. Hopefully I stick to it. So
the dishwasher thing is already difficult, but I'm persevering.
You could do it.
I feel good.
Is it a putting it in the dishwasher immediately or end of the day you leave your kitchen like no dishes in the sink?
It's putting it in immediately because I won't do it once the level of dishes becomes to a point where I would have to spend more time. Then I'm not going to do it. Then it's like, oh, now it's going to be a whole thing.
All right.
But it takes 2 seconds to just like take the plate that I was just eating and instead of put it on the counter, put it in the dishwasher. Like it actually doesn't even take longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to convince myself of that. The problem is now I have these clean dishes that I don't know what to do with. Well, I do know what to do with them.
The problem is now the dishes are clean.
The problem is that they're clean.
Through. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. My clean dishes.
Yeah.
Like, so, imagine if you didn't have a dishwasher. That's what you should remind yourself. I didn't have one for like 7 years in New York.
Yeah. So. Oh, when I first moved to New York, I didn't have one either.
Yep.
And I also, because the shitty thing about not having a dishwasher in New York is typically that's coupled with also a really small apartment. Mm-hmm. So like, not only do you not have a dishwasher, but you also have like 1 square foot of counter space.
Yeah. You have to do the dishes. You have no option. But clear space, clear mind. It's proven to work. So.
True.
So shout out to 2024 and all your resolutions.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Before we get to our listener questions, we've actually had a couple listeners write in about this like increasing, I don't know if I'm going to call it a trend per se, but like increasing discourse about like AI, but specifically mm-hmm. about people in AI relationships.
Yeah, I specifically saw one that was a man saying his AI girlfriend saved his marriage.
Wild.
Like, not that she literally did, because it's still a computer, but having this relationship with this virtual girlfriend improved his life in other ways. And I feel like a lot of people are probably hearing this right now being like, I pray that never happens to me.
I mean, I am.
It's a bit bizarre to think about in here, but I'm also like, this might be somewhat of a future thing. This might become more common than it sounds right now. Right now it sounds crazy. We're like, how could you have a virtual girlfriend or boyfriend? But I don't know. What are your thoughts on this?
It seems like it's already becoming more common. I wouldn't say that it's common, but it's increasing in like it's out there. I will say I've never interacted with any sort of like virtual, like really good AI mm-hmm. entity. So I don't know like the full experience. But I have interacted. I've used ChatGPT a lot. I've, you know, those kind of things. And like, they are pretty human-like when they respond to mm-hmm. you.
Yep.
And so I can see how that could feel like you're talking to somebody. And especially because in the pieces that I've read, and we'll throw one of the articles that we saw in the show notes in case anyone's curious. But in one of the pieces that I saw, the guy was talking about how like it's just easier because this AI girlfriend or partner or whoever, like they don't have opinions really. They don't have needs. They don't have problems.
No.
Like a real human does.
No.
And therefore they're easier because you can just unload your problems and they just always focus on you and they always take care of your needs and you don't have to worry about focusing on them or taking care of their needs. And so it's terrifying, but I do get the appeal in some way.
Yeah. It's someone that's only concerned with you.
Right.
The way that I could make this the most normal for myself is asking the question, what is the difference between an AI girlfriend and a therapist?
I think, if you're actually asking the question.
In the context, it's like the therapist isn't going to tell everybody what you say to them. You feel like you could be open with them. They're all about you, hearing about you, trying to help you. Granted, you can't like mold your therapist to be exactly what you want. But yeah. I feel like a man using an AI girlfriend, I'm sitting there like, I feel like this is your form of therapy in a way.
The place where I feel like it differs, where I would worry, is that like, therapists are trying to help you, but they're also, at least a good therapist, is not doing it at the expense of like, you're always right. And like, mm-hmm. and you know, you're the best and everybody else in your life sucks. And I don't know if the AI girlfriends are always doing this. They're probably not. But like, therapy in theory is supposed to like help you grow and develop to like be a better person to other people as well.
True.
And I don't know, I guess maybe as AI develops, that could be a thing. But I would worry, putting aside the fact that I would think it was very weird if my partner was like, I have this AI girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I would also worry that it was just going to be like an echo chamber where like he would complain about things that were going on and then just have somebody be like, yeah, that sucks. Yeah, like get her, you know? I don't know if that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but I guess at the same time, it's like, does the AI girlfriend have the intelligence to be like, and you should leave her?
Oh, God.
Like I don't feel like it is. I feel like I've never interacted with the virtual one. So like literally you can have as if like how we're recording right now is essentially how you would be talking to an AI girlfriend or boyfriend. You can make it look at how you want it to look, whatever your preferences are. But I believe it still is like a ChatGPT that it's like you ask it a question, it'll find whatever information, answer, and throw something back to you. I don't know. But
yeah, it's definitely interesting. If anybody out there, shoot us a message or a comment or a submission, findingbetrayed.com/podcast, if like you know somebody who has actively interacted with these.
I know a girl that did. Actually, she's a podcast girl. from Guys We Fucked, Corinne Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
So she had an AI boyfriend, but she was only doing the chat version of it.
Oh, interesting.
So that's another thing that I'm like, I wonder if women are more likely to have chat boyfriend and men are more likely to have visual girlfriend. I would assume yes. But one thing she said about it was like she was playing with it and tried like sexting it to see like how would it be on that level. And she essentially said like she understood what the appeal could be in terms of like somewhat curing loneliness, whether you're doing it through chat or virtually. But something that I'm curious is like, if you are dating someone and then they have an AI girlfriend or boyfriend, is that cheating?
No, I don't think so, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm cool with it.
Right. But I feel like a lot of people would argue it is, or maybe it's emotional cheating, but not physical cheating.
Because one of the things that one of the men that has an AI girlfriend was saying in one of the articles that I saw was that like the guy who said it saved his marriage, the reason that he said it did is because he was getting so frustrated that he felt like his wife wasn't like caring for his needs, and he stopped needing her to when this AI girlfriend was doing it.
But then it's like when you say needs, is it like literally just listening to you, or are you getting a little sexual with the AI girlfriend? You know,
I mean, I would assume it's both.
I would assume it's both.
Yeah.
I truly don't know how I would handle this happening, because it's like, if you got an AI girlfriend because you just need someone to vent to, and then you find that makes you better in our relationship and less like frustrated with me, part of me goes, I guess good then?
Yeah.
But it's like the fact that you're calling it your girlfriend is the thing that I'm like, oh, you're cheating on me. This is cheating. If you think of this person as your other girlfriend,
I'm with you there.
Then how is that not? You know?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
But I don't know. I think some people might make the argument, how is this so much different than porn? If you're being sexual through another medium that isn't a human.
That's kind of where when I was like, because for that reason, because most people, not I don't know about most, but like many people don't consider porn cheating. I don't consider porn cheating.
I don't either.
So yeah, I mean, that's
because on porn, you could be looking for your exact what you like, what you're attracted to, what kind of kink you have. And it's like you're essentially morphing that AI person to be that.
Right.
But I feel like maybe it's because, you know, I don't look at porn as any emotional connection necessarily.
I think that's the difference, is that like this AI thing is like morphing and developing into more what you want. Where like porn, at least right now, I bet you it will get more personalized. But at least right now, it is more like, I'm going to use the word generic, even though there is porn that is quite specific.
Yeah.
But it's not personalized to you, Erica, you know?
Yeah, I think the closest thing would be like POV porn, like point of view porn.
Yeah.
I'm like, if anything, when I've like browsed porn, I'm not a big porn watcher, but when I've browsed it, the point of view porn made more sense to me than watching two people doing it.
Oh,
like I was like, because I was like, well, at least I understand how you feel involved in this. Two people doing it. I'm like, I just feel left out. I'm like, oh, everybody's getting laid. Everybody's getting laid but me. Okay. All right. Yeah. What a turn on in this corner, you know? I don't know. I'm like, I'd be very curious to hear what people think about this, because I have conflicting thoughts. I'm like, I could use my brain to like justify it in some ways, but the real truth is like, if this is a private thing someone is doing, we don't fully know what they're doing with it. And I think that's the scary part. Porn, it's like, this is the video I watched. I could sit down and watch that same video and be like, cool, fine, don't care.
Yeah, right. But it's like a whole, you're right. I think, I think this would bother me, but who knows? Maybe like 10 years from now, we're going to be like, of course we have AI boyfriends.
Yeah. How would I live without my AI boyfriend? Or I don't know. This also just is in the like male loneliness stuff.
Yeah.
Where it's like, true. Men just need to be better friends to each other. All right. We're turning to AI girlfriends now.
We need This got created because men don't have deep friendships. That's what happened.
If men would have deeper friendships, we would not be having this problem.
We were actually talking about that at New Year's last night because one of the only videos that I did take was like a – I actually never even posted it, but it was like a this is female friendship thing because we were all taking pictures in front of a like cute little background or whatever, and we were like discussing them, and like people were like crouching down on the ground, getting different angles, you know, like women do when they're taking pictures of each other. And the guys were getting so impatient. And they were like, you can leave. Like, you don't have to, but we're doing this, you know? And they were like, oh, it's just like, you're just going to like take pictures of her for this long. And we're like, yeah, because we want her to get something that looks good. And then we're going to all talk about which one should be the best one and all this stuff. And then we like got into this whole conversation about men's friendship versus female friendship. And it was just interesting.
Yeah. I mean, or that's just how men take no photos of themselves.
Yes.
So sometimes a profile that's too good for a man, pictures wise, you're like, I don't trust this. You know, you have a little bit of AI like, boyfriend. Why do you have, so many pictures? Or I've definitely seen AI photo profiles for sure.
Yeah, there have been stories of people who like went out with people and then found out that the pictures that they had used were like AI photos of them. So like technically built off of them, but like enhanced with AI, which is nuts.
Interesting, to say the least.
Very.
I don't know.
Yeah. Give us your thoughts, people. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'm curious. We should maybe we'll put up a poll. Is using an AI girlfriend cheating?
Yeah, got idea.
So
we'll chat about the results next week. So I've been talking a bunch about how I'm trying to order in less. And part of that is that I'm cooking at home more. But when I don't have time to cook, which is more often than not, I have really still been loving Factor's meals that are ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Yeah, and they have so many options too. Every week, their menu, they have 35 options that you can pick from. So you can find whatever it is that you're looking for. It's so easy. It's no fuss and no mess.
It's so great. And I've also been really enjoying their add-ons that they have. So they have breakfast. They have on-the-go lunches if you don't work from home. I've been ordering their snacks recently to have like a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. And I've really been enjoying that.
Yeah. And they also are celebrating Earth Day all month. You can look for their Earth Month Eats badge on their menu. And that will be meals that have the lowest carbon footprint. So shout out to Factor for that one.
That's pretty cool. So you can head to factormeals.com/FMH50 and use code FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code FMH50 at factormeals.com/FMH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Yes. All right. We got fan questions today.
We have fan questions. I can read you the first one. This one's a bit of a long one. Yeah, crush of a crush. Or crush of a crush.
Crush
on friend of a friend. Okay. I, 28 female, have a long one for you, but I really need some help. I've had the biggest crush on a friend of a friend for years and don't know what to do about it. The female friend of mine has a male coworker I've been enamored with for about 5 years. When I first met him, it was a love at first sight moment for me and we hit it off immediately. Unfortunately for me, my friend also had a crush on him and they hooked up once. This was 5 years ago, both me meeting him and them hooking up. And since then, my friend has met a wonderful girlfriend she's crazy about. In the time since, the friend and I have both seen other people, some seriously, but it both technically remained single. My friend and the coworker ended up living together, so we've all remained close, including regular meetups and even international holidays all together. I've thought about telling him over the years how I feel, but always chickened out. The closest I ever got was telling my friend and another friend that I was attracted to him, which I'm fairly sure got back to him. He kind of acts like he knows I like him, we're really flirty, and I know he at least sees me as a friend independent of our relationship with the other friend. However, anytime I text him, he doesn't really respond. It's only really when I see him, maybe once every other month, that we talk. Recently, we were all out together in the city that he lives in. I moved about a year ago somewhere to another country temporarily and will be back in the new year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He and I ended up staying out late alone, and he walked me to my hotel, stopping midway for another drink. My question is, what the hell do I do? I don't want to jeopardize my friendship with him or certainly with my other friends, and I have no idea if he actually might like me, but there's crazy chemistry, and I don't want to miss my shot. Should I have tried to kiss him on the walk back while we were for once alone? I've been assuming if he liked me, he'd make a move, but I don't know for a fact he knows I like him. Or is this all doomed and I should just accept and enjoy our flirty, lovely friendship for what it is? Help. and thank you.
Okay, there's like 7 questions in this question.
Yeah, it's a lot. This is a lot, like 5 years. This has been happening for a while.
Yeah. So let me say this. If she just sent the beginning part, that I think some people listening might have similar situation. A friend of your good friend, and you might even have, ooh, they hooked up once years ago, yeah. Whatever. If I only had whatever the first half of this before she asks the question, I think the move is you have to straight up ask your girlfriend, your close friend.
Yes.
Hey, I got a little thing for so-and-so. I would like to maybe ask them out, make some kind of move. Would that be okay with you? How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Without the rest of the context, because I have different feelings knowing the rest of the context of the story. But like,
yes,
just that, like that beginning part, I don't think that my feelings on the question have nothing to do with the fact that he and her friend have hooked up.
Yeah. Either way, whether they hooked up or not, I'm like, you run it by the friend, you get their feel on it. Because if your friendship is truly important to you, that comes first.
Yes.
And you'll get a read, you know?
And hopefully, most likely, if it's been 5 years and that friend is now in a relationship, they're not into that person anymore, like, I hope that that friend gives you the green light. Like, that would kind of suck if they didn't. But yes, I agree. That's your first step.
Yeah. I've personally had some friendships damaged due to people making moves on friends of friends. And what I didn't like was like it happening behind my back.
Oh, yeah.
Because essentially I found out from one of the people and not the other person.
Yeah.
And then there's this weird game of, I know, but do I got to act like I don't know? Do I call it out? What right do I have here to be a little bothered? Right? So I'm like, from personal experience, I'm very like, be transparent.
Yeah, especially because in the situations you're talking about, this is true too. Like, she met the guy through her friend. It's not like they're like he was very clearly that person's friend. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Right, because here's the other difference with these scenarios. Are you trying to hook up with this person or are you trying to date this person?
She says enamored, so I'm guessing she wants to date him.
Right.
But I agree, that's important.
But I think a lot of people go, oh, I'm not going to stand in the way of love. However, I will stand in the way of sex. Because you two hooking up could really fuck up my vibes with people and my workplace, and that's not worth it. Okay? Right, it'll be like, worth it for you guys really giving it a shot. But just to hook up? Come on.
Like, find somebody else hot that you can sleep with. Like, there are plenty of other people that you could go out and hook up with. Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you. I don't think that's her scenario, but no, definitely, definitely consider that.
But that's my rule. All right. So starting up top with that. But now we have all this extra information. So what are you thinking?
So I think the sentence that I continue to come back to as I think about this is that I want to quote her directly. She says,
I know which sentence, but yes.
She says, anytime I text him, he doesn't really respond.
Very telling.
That doesn't feel like somebody who likes you. And like, no. That sucks. And like, I'm sorry, like that. And maybe he is flirty in person, maybe on purpose, maybe not. Maybe he just has that vibe. Maybe you do have chemistry. But somebody who's interested in you is going to respond to your texts.
Yes, 100%. Even if he kept like, it'd be different if she said, we text, I try to get flirty, he doesn't flirt back. It's like, he's not really answering you. Very telling across the board. Because even if you were trying to just be friends with this person, I'd say, well, sounds like a shitty friend.
Agreed. Yeah. If you put the lens on it of like, yeah, let's just say this is a friend and you're like, yeah, I have this friend. Every time I text them, they don't really respond, but we do hang out when we see each other in person. I'm like, what kind of friend is that?
Yeah. I wouldn't be calling that a good friend. You know?
No. So unfortunately, I don't think that he is into it. Given that.
Yeah. Yeah, especially she said she thinks her thinking he's cute got back to him. I'm like, a lot of times that's kind of the only little seed you got to plant.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's true or not, I'm like, the fact that you're showing some interest and you don't feel like it's reciprocated, I think is the most telling sign.
Yeah, I totally agree. And yeah. It sucks because I've been in like long time ago now, but like been in a situation where I was like, man, like it feels so flirty and like we're both into this, but yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. And like the thing after that, they hung out, he walked her home, they ended up stopping for a drink, all that stuff. This person could just want to keep the door open for you potentially hooking up, which means yep. they're going to be doing the bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So the bare minimum is when they see you, they're acting fun, they're nice to you, blah, blah, blah. They want to keep the door open. Can you blame them? No. But men like to kind of keep those options open. They don't love so much shutting the door on a thing.
Yeah, or he's like there are a lot of people that are just kind of go with the flow people. So it's like you guys were out. He wants to stay out. You happen to be with him. Like yep. it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, he stayed out to hang out with me specifically. I've been in that scenario too, even mm-hmm. on dates where like you'll go on this like long marathon date and you're like, oh, that was so much fun. And then the other person doesn't want to go out again. And you're like, wait a minute, why not? And then it's just because they were just going with the good time.
Exactly. So I think you were correct to not make a move. I think yes. making a move would be forcing this a little bit.
Agreed.
I think you've had enough time of knowing this person and enough opportunities that something could have happened, whether it be a date or just a physical move, that I would take it as an L, personally. I'd be like, well, the opportunity has shown enough times, something would have happened. You know he fucks people. He fucked your friend. So, it's like, you know what I mean? It's not like you've never heard of this person hooking up with anyone. In fact, he hooked up with someone you know. So, I think, one, not really worth jeopardizing the friendship, because even you texting him, trying to be flirty, is behind your friend's back a little bit.
Yeah. Because
she wasn't direct with the friend. She said, oh, I find him attractive. Okay.
Yeah, not
I find
like
plenty
I'm
of people attractive
it.
That I'm not making a move on.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, I'd say take the L on this. I don't think it's worth messing up a friendship or, you know, he had the opportunity.
Totally agree.
So, unfortunate. But there's plenty of fish in the sea.
And feel free to update us also. By the way, yes. You guys can write back into the same form, findingbestheart.com/podcast, and choose update. We will we'll read your update on the air.
Yes. Would love to hear it. Okay. Defining slow burn. Longtime listener, first time caller. I'm a 31-year-old female, starting to get back into dating and having a great time so far. I know on the podcast you've talked a lot about going for the slow burn, which I love. I totally agree that the spark is usually anxiety. But as I'm going on dates, mostly from dating apps, I'm realizing that I can't quite tell the difference between the slow burn and liking the person as a person, but maybe not as a romantic relationship. For example, I've been on 3 dates with a very wonderful guy who I'm liking getting to know. They met on Hinge. But on our 3rd date, which was a very potentially romantic date, he cooked dinner, brought it to a picnic spot with great views of the city.
How nice.
Very cute. Very cute. I didn't feel particularly attracted to him. I was open to a first kiss going into the date, but it didn't happen, and honestly, I was okay with it. But I did have a lovely time, and I think he's so sweet and considerate and interesting, and our dates have been really nice with great conversations. How do I know if it's a slow burn or if I'm just not romantically interested? I'm at a place in my life where I'm not really looking for more friends. I love my active social life, so I don't know what to think. Thanks.
So I've definitely been here, and I am a big proponent of the slow burn. And mm-hmm. like for me, people that I felt crazy, sparky chemistry with on the first date have not gone good places.
Same.
I think by date 3 or 4, I want to feel that attraction is building. And I haven't had an experience where I haven't kissed somebody by then, and then it ended up like turning into something where I was really attracted to them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes like I've had to kind of make that environment happen a little bit more. So like if I'm thinking about this picnic date, I don't know how they were kind of set up, but like try to sit a little bit closer to the person, like do some, you know, incidental touching, you know, like, you know, touch their arm, touch their leg, like kind of like get into their space a little bit, make sure your body language is kind of open to them and see if you can kind of start to feel that build. She did say that she was open to a first kiss going into the date. Cause a lot of times when I hear people being like, oh, I can't even imagine kissing them, then I'm like, yeah. that's tough. Like if you that's can't even picture it. That feels like a really tough hurdle to get over. This feels like she's open, though. Honestly, I might go for it on the next date and just see what happens.
Yeah, I agree with you on the kiss thing, because when I've felt I was somewhat like pushing myself to go on more dates because I didn't feel the attraction yet, it's like third date and my initial reaction to them kissing me is no, and I don't want that.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, I gave it a fair shot. The attraction hasn't grown. You know, let's kind of end this here. But I would agree that I'm like, the fact that you were down for something physical to happen, I think actually does show that you are attracted to them.
Yeah.
And I was going to say my number one thing with this is just, I would say go on another date.
Agreed.
Go on another date, even if you don't yourself make the physical move, whatever. But I'd be like, go on another date. And if you really want to be bold to try to make it happen, I think you got to literally put kiss in a sentence and throw it out there.
You could even do it before the date.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could even say something like a little bit flirty going into the date of like, oh, you know, I'm ad-libbing on the spot, but like something like, you know, oh, maybe we'll have a good night kiss this time. Or like, you know, or I, you know, wish I would have kissed you at the picnic. Something like that to like throw it out there so that you maybe don't have to make the actual physical move when you're on the date, but you're planting that seed that you're open to it and you would like him to.
Yeah, you're giving him the green light, essentially.
Yeah.
Which is what most people are worried about, is not what's kissing you going to be like. It's, are you going to receive this? Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
And that's where it gets intimidating.
Chances are, this is a generalization, so I apologize in advance, but chances are, like when we think back to the Jared Freed episode when Jared was on and he was talking about like, this guy is not, most likely not in the same situation you are where he's trying to decide if he's attracted to you. Yep. He most likely is.
He is. You've gone on three dates. He's attracted to you.
Yeah.
He would be physical with you.
So, you know, there could be a variety of reasons why he hasn't been yet, you know, ranging from like he's not comfortable with that yet to he's not sure if you are. Who knows? But I say put it out there and go, and I agree. Go on another date and let us know what happens.
I was going to say, when you're planning it and you pick a spot or whatever, I feel like I'd be like, I mean, sounds like a great place for a first kiss.
Like, love that.
Sounds like a great place to make out. Like, put it out there in that sense. Or, I mean, I've been bold enough that I've been like, you know, what do you want to do next? I feel like we should make out. Like, just throw it out there. You got to get the word on the table, you know?
Yeah, I really like it. I'm thinking back to Billy Joel on our first date when he was walking me to the train. And he said like, oh, I was thinking I could walk you to the train and maybe give you a goodnight kiss. And I was like, yeah, you know, and so like that was obviously in the reverse, but like an example of putting it out there and seeing how it lands with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I let him know that I was open to it. And then we kissed.
Yeah, because some people just aren't also big PDA people. True. And that's what makes them nervous is like, I want to kiss you in this bar, but I don't like that there's, you know, 20 people in here.
Yeah.
But like walk to the train, walk home. I can be in front of your door with privacy that there's no one around.
Yeah. You could also use that actually and say something about how like, oh, you know, like I, you know, wanted to kiss you, but we were in the middle of the park or like some, you know, you could say something like kind of cheeky like that. I'm excited. This is exciting.
Yeah. Do the back of the Uber, you know, spend the $20 or whatever just to get a little private moment for a kiss, you know?
Love it.
So thank you for emailing. I'm excited for you.
I am very excited. This actually, this, I also have to thank this listener because I am now excited to go on dates and maybe have a first kiss.
You're like, yeah, who's going to be my first kiss of 2024?
Let's go.
Yeah. But I think the slow burn for me just is, am I becoming more attracted to them? So it sounds like you're experiencing a slow burn with this person.
It sounds like it. Yeah. There's, because some people, we will get questions and things where somebody's like referencing the slow burn, but like the words they're using are like, I am not attracted to this person.
Yeah.
And I'm very like, different. That doesn't sound like a slow burn. That sounds like somebody that you don't want to date.
Yeah. There's also the saying, you don't know until you kiss it. You ever heard that?
I have not, but I agree.
Yep. I immediately agree. Like a lot of times people will surprise you, you know, you're on the fence, you get a good kiss, you're like, I'm in.
Okay.
We got a little heat here. Okay. Yes. Feeling it. I'm so excited to make out with somebody.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, now I'm just telling advice to myself.
Now I'm like, just go everybody. And make out, Allie. Yeah.
Go make out with someone.
So we didn't, there wasn't an opportunity for a New Year's kiss last night because my friends and I were doing like, we had like a girls thing going on. But there was a guy at New Year's, random quick aside, there was a guy at New Year's that I like don't know that well that somebody brought that I was asked if I maybe wanted to make out with him.
Really? By like the mutual friend?
Yeah. Well, not the one that had brought him, but like another guy that was there.
Oh. But you said no?
I said no, yeah.
Why'd you say no?
He's a lot younger, and he was also really drunk.
Okay, understandable.
Yeah. So it's more so the second part. He was really drunk. Mm. So I just was like...
But would you give it a shot for a date? So let's say that guy follows up and is like, hey, great to meet you.
No, he's not a dating prospect. Yeah, he's too young.
All right, fair.
Yeah.
But it
got me excited to maybe make out with someone in the future because I was like, right. I don't want to make out with him, but I would like to make out.
You're like, people want to make out with me. That's all I needed to hear. People want to kiss me.
Yes. Okay. Next question is about reconnecting with an ex. 3 years ago, I went on 5 or 6 dates with this guy. It felt like we were both into it, but just at different places. I was looking for a serious relationship. He wanted to keep things casual. He was super busy with grad school and maybe getting over his ex. In hindsight, I was probably naive and thinking, you know, maybe I could change his mind. But I also felt like even though he said he wanted to keep things casual, I got the sense he didn't actually know how to do that or had never done that before because we were hanging out frequently and doing cute date stuff. We never had an official end, but it also wasn't a ghost. Sort of like we had a conversation over text that ended at a normal spot and then neither of us reached out again. But I was kind of taking his lead at that point to figure out what he meant by casual. And turns out that meant nothing at all, LOL. I was bummed and confused, but I moved on. Soon after that, I met someone I dated for 1.5 years, moved away for grad school for 2 years. We broke up, then I moved back to the area. I was back on the dating scene and was on my first date since my ex going on a walk on a trail. And I ran into this guy from 3 years ago walking his dog right at the start of the trail. My date was in front of me, but I made some intentional eye contact with the guy from 3 years ago, said hey, but kept moving as it was obviously a weird situation. I think he recognized me too. It was definitely obvious that I was on a first date. Anyway, I had already thought about reaching back out to him and this felt like a sign, but I wasn't sure how to do it or what to say or if it's a lost cause given how it ended. I also don't know if he's still single. Tried a little social media stalking, but he hasn't posted in like over 1 year and there aren't any obvious girls tagging him either. Thoughts? Do I go for it or is this a bad idea?
The go for it, I'm actually very neutral on because I feel like the outcome is going to be the same.
That he's still like, not looking for something?
Like he ran into you. He recognized you.
Yeah.
I think she's a little in her head about she was with a guy. So she's assuming, oh, he's not going to reach out to me because I was with another guy, right?
I doubt it. I doubt that would be the reason.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm neutral on this because I feel like, let's say she does reach out to him. You're going to get your answer either way of like, if he's interested and would he want some type of dating situation?
Yeah.
Versus if you were to say, let me, you know what? He ran into me. He's aware I'm back in town. You know, if he wants to go out with me and try things again, he's got my number. He could find me. I feel like either route you go, you'll have the same outcome is my take on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're thinking.
He was really honest the last time they dated about where he was at in terms of like he only wanted something casual. So because of that, if you reach out to him and he still only wants something casual or he's dating somebody, I'm confident you're going to get honesty because you did before. Mm-hmm. And so I think the worst case scenario is that you reach out and he either doesn't respond or isn't interested for whatever reason. Right. And like, you're no worse off than you are right now and maybe better off because you're not wondering about it anymore.
True. So that's why I'm like, I feel like you'll get your answer either way.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little more in the boat. Like if he didn't want to really date you years ago, I don't buy the excuses that you were given.
Yeah,
that I have the question with any ex, you know, what has really changed? You know, someone's like, I'm still getting over my ex. It's like, you know, a really easy way to get over an ex is someone else really piques your interest. So I would feel like, oh, I didn't really pique your interest genuinely.
Yeah. And but, that's something that I would definitely be curious about. If the answer is yes, like, let's say she reaches out to him and he's like, yes, I'm open to trying again. Let's go out. I would have questions.
So if she reaches out, what do you feel like she should send this man?
I think you got to be really straightforward about why you're reaching out, because otherwise you might end up in like a purgatory or in like a limbo of like, he doesn't know if you're just saying, hey, like, I think like, hey, like, I think that was you, right? Like on the trail this morning, I'm back in town, thought I'd shoot my shot and see if you might want to grab drinks, and like say something like shoot my shot. Doesn't mm-hmm. have to be that phrase, but say something like that so that it's very clear that you are asking him on a date, or like seeing if he's interested in a date rather.
Okay. So upfront, but not fully upfront of intentions.
Yeah.
Because saying shoot my shot, let's get drinks, I think does keep a casual door open a little bit, and I'm not anti.
Because yeah,
I think if it was me, I would hesitate, and this is just me and how I am. I would hesitate to send a text that's like, hey, saw you on the trail. Just want to let you know I'm back in town. Like, let's catch up sometime, whatever. Whatever I say, let's go out, blah, blah, blah. I feel like then on the date, I would have it be like a catch up, kind of casual up top. How you been? And then I would say, look, to be honest, like, I reached out because I've always kind of had a little curiosity of like, what if we were to try this? Mm-hmm. And I would essentially see what they said. And I probably would just leave it as like, it's great to see you. And, you know, if you want to go out like for real, but I'm not looking for like a casual thing like we had last time, you know, call me, let me know. And so that's up to whoever's emailing in. Cause it's like, look, if you're like, I would rather put it all on the table, then put it all on the table. You know, I'm not anti what you said, Allie, but just.
No, I would think I would do the same thing as you. So say like, shoot my shot and see if you want to get drinks, but like, you don't need to go into the whole thing until you get on the date. I think you also can if you want to. I don't think the outcome is going to be any different.
Yeah.
But so if it feels better to you to not even end up on that date, if he's still in that casual place, go ahead and say it up front. But yeah, I say go for it.
Yeah. It was enough to be on her mind to email us. So
very like, true.
I'm like, it's clearly on your mind. If you got to reach out and get rejected, I'm also on team that, because I've done that to myself, even being like, Erica, you know, this is a no.
Close that door.
But I need to sometimes learn the lesson twice.
Yeah, I get it.
Is what it is, you know?
I get it.
So that's all our questions for today. If you guys want to submit us any questions, head to findingmrheight.com/podcast. And especially any updates of any questions we've answered throughout the Finding Mr. Height history. All right? Let us know. We want to know how you guys are doing, whatever your updates are. Because I like to hear the feedback, you know?
Yeah, the updates are always great. And also at findingmrheight.com/podcast, you can check out the Portugal trip that Erica and I are doing with our moms in October. Book a ticket to that. And also check out our live show schedule, January 20th in New York City and March 21st in DC.
Yes, New York City tickets are going fast. So
they are, actually. Come,
I think it's going to sell out. So get your tickies.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.